More of Leg Effect, I'm Mitch Tyke. Sometimes treasures really can be found in an attic. Case in point was a discovery by Cedarburg resident Jim Groth 15 years ago. While insulating his attic, he found a crate of glass plate negatives that turned out to be by Milwaukee panoramic painter Bernhard Schneider, dating to the turn of the last century. The photographs were of scenes that Schneider later painted and are now part of museum collections around the state. And now the Cedarburg Art Museum is featuring prints made from those plates, prints that match Schneider's paintings that are also part of the exhibit. Groth's sister, Sue Bernschein, and curator Mary Shimati sat down with Lake Effect's Bonnie North at the exhibit, and Bernschein explains more about the significance of her brother's find.
Well, the glass plate negatives that my brother had found have a lot to do with Bernhard Schneider and his time he spent here in Cedarburg. And not many people know about the panorama painters of the late 1800s. So we're hoping to educate people about that time period as well.
Okay, so yeah, let's talk about the panorama painters. I know a lot of them came from Germany to work on these, and they were huge. I mean, they literally were like painting in a barn.
That's right. Bernhard Schneider and his fellow artists were recruited by a businessman from Chicago who wanted to bring German artists to this area to be part of the panorama craze. He thought he was going to make some money on the deal. And he had seen panorama painting by these German artists in New Orleans. And so it was about 1885 when he got a number of them to emigrate to America. And he decided Milwaukee would be a good center because it was almost an entire German city. Most everyone was speaking German here. So he felt that these artists from German-speaking countries would be very comfortable here.
And so when did the panorama painting actually start here in this area?
1885 through 1889 or 1890 were the prime years.
Okay. So what do these plates have to do with that? How did these photographic plates, what are they depicting and why are they important to Bernhard Schneider and the panorama painters?
Well, the glass plates don't have so much to do with panorama painting, but there are some photographs of Bernhard Schneider with his artist friends that we've identified. And after the fall of the panorama industry, Bernhard Schneider moved here to Cedarburg and did a series of landscape paintings here in Cedarburg.
Did he remain here once that was done? And was this the last place that he worked?
Yes. He passed away in 1907 here in Cedarburg.
Okay, so what we're looking at here, we're sitting in the room where some of the photographs, prints have been made from the plates and some of his paintings as well. So Mary, talk a little bit about what we're looking at right here. We're looking at both a painting and a photograph.
What we have at the Cedarburg Art Museum is an urban scene of Schneider's called the Exposition Center of Milwaukee, which was an 1881 Edward Townsend Mix building that was like a big exposition or convention center. It was at the corner of 6th and Kilbourne, which has now been replaced. This building that's depicted in the painting actually burned to the ground in 1905, so it serves as a historical record for that era in history. And what's interesting in the painting is that there are a bunch of homes, and it's a winter scene, but we have laundry hanging out on clotheslines, and it's kind of an urban reality scene. This was quite different for Schneider. He was a landscapist. He loved nature and the wild areas. And here's a work in which he first photographed and then painted this urban scene. And we have the photograph here that Sue had found and has had restored. And it's very similar to the painting that he did later.
Yeah, so what we're looking at is, you know, he was taking photographs that he then turned into paintings. It must have been really exciting to find it.
Yeah, it was interesting to meet the people who owned the paintings and be able to compare the photographs to the paintings.
How long did it take to do that once you had discovered, or your brother had discovered the plates, and then you started creating prints from it? How long did it take to match it up to the extant artwork?
I've been working on this about 3 years now.
And so what prompted this particular exhibition, Mary? Why now in the process of kind of matching the prints to the paintings?
Well, I think the discovery of the photo plates was pretty significant. And there's a Bernard Schneider showing only about once every generation. So we're looking forward to new matchups of newly discovered photographic plates to paintings that haven't been shown in more than 25 years.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah, to get things out of mothballs, essentially, and get them on the walls. How was it difficult at all to get people to agree to lend paintings?
Well, we've got a pretty supportive community in Cedarburg, and many of Schneider's works were actually handed down through one family because he lived with the Cedarburg family and ended up exchanging paintings for rent that he owed. So a number of the works remained in one family. For a while, they were shown at Bars at the Bridge restaurant for many years.
But it's how wonderful that there's this treasure of paintings from this particular painter that sort of belong to the town in a way. I mean, that's really cool that this celebrates Cedarburg as well as the paintings and the plates themselves.
Yeah, it is exciting. And it's just exciting to see how everyone is getting excited about it.
That was my next question. Is the town really excited that this is happening?
We'll see.
You hope so.
Right, we yeah. hope so.
Do you hope that other museums or other people who are interested in panoramic painting will be coming up to see this exhibition? And maybe that will continue, you know, the exchange of information?
Well, another important aspect of this exhibition and new information that's forthcoming is thanks to a gentleman named Michael Kutzer, an immigrant also from Germany who's lived in Milwaukee only about 10 or 12 years, who's been translating the diaries of one of the other panorama artists, F.W. Heine. So he has so far translated diaries from the years 1885 through 1890, and we've been reading some of the diaries, diary translations and summaries, and this sheds new light on Schneider and the other panorama painters that we didn't know about 8 years ago.
One of the things I love about this is not only do we get to see the prints for the first time in probably, 100 years? These plates have not actually produced actual photographs for a long, long time because they were stored away. But here we are in a small museum in Cedarburg, and you're contributing to basically the art history. You're contributing to, you know, general knowledge about this through the translations, through these plates, through, you know, showing the photographs. It's very cool to see, you know, a small institution be able to do that.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I've been communicating through email with Michael Kutzer, and we were able to find little details like when Schneider bought his camera from George Peter and help date some of the photographs as well.
Did you ever anticipate that you were going to become an art historian?
No, I did not. In fact, I've never really been very interested in history up until now.
But now, is this a new passion?
Yes, it has been.
And Mary, for you, obviously you're a volunteer here and you do this, but is this something different than you've experienced before putting shows together?
Well, I had previous experience at the Milwaukee Art Museum years ago, and so I'm getting back to that closer to home.
To me, this is really exciting that it's happening right here. Did you ever have that experience at the Art Museum, or is this kind of a first where you've really, it's almost like first source material?
I would agree with your assessment on that. using primary sources like the diary translations are really exciting for us to make new little discoveries and insights.
Once the show is done for the museum to put, is this going to go online so people can access it in future?
I'm not sure. We will try to make some of our material available on the Cedarburg Art Museum website.
Once the show opens, what do you hope that people take away from the exhibit?
I hope they gain a new appreciation for the cultural and artistic heritage in our community. And it's something I hope we're presenting to a new generation of viewers so that they understand the culture and heritage that they have in this area.
And for you, what do you hope that people get from this after all your hard work?
Well, just a new appreciation for Cedarburg and its history. I think a lot of people are generally interested in Cedarburg and its history, but this is a new aspect to it.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Mary Shimati is curator at the Cedarburg Art Museum. Sue Bernshine is the sister of the man who found a cache of glass plate negatives taken by Wisconsin artist Bernhard Schneider. They spoke with Bonnie North at the Cedarburg Art Museum. The show Bernhard Schneider From Lens to Brush is open through mid-November at the Cedarburg Art Museum. There's more of Lake Effect coming your way in just a moment on WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio.